Welcome to Soul Lies, where the spiritual and the soul crosses paths. Stay tuned to learn ways to grow your spiritual understanding in order to reveal lies your soul believes. This podcast will help you learn the truth and propel you towards freedom in Christ Jesus. This is Jenny Fouts, licensed counselor in Louisiana at Christian Center Shreveport. Good day, everybody. Oh, some of you are listening in the morning, afternoons, or midnight, but good day. I am so glad to be finally get to the end of this one and being able to have the scriptures to help us and have the knowledge to help us get out of our own selfishness and our own desires and our own attitudes of deserving. Because, man, we can certainly get there pretty quick when we think about what all we think we deserve. So let's start with one of the first ones about beginning to get free. I want to talk about comparing. When we compare ourselves to anyone else, we are so walking into that judgment. We're judging ourselves, we're judging others, but comparison is, oh, look, your friend won a trip to Disney World. Well, they don't really deserve that. I'm the one. I was the one that thought of the idea about putting our names in the basket in the first place, but I didn't get it. Now, and then you can get very resentful, you know, because your friend got it when it was your idea and you deserve to get it, but not her. But when we start going into that realm of comparing ourselves to each other, we have to put one up and or one down. Either we're putting ourselves up or we're putting ourselves down. And neither one is a good place to be. So you've got to stop yourself from comparing. Somehow or another, you're always going to come up with a short end of the stick. We're going to talk more about this second one that you can do, about giving of yourself. Do something, anything, not because you expect a return, but do it just because. Do secret things that others don't know about, but just do some things without expecting any return. Another thing that you have to begin to do is not live in the past. Oftentimes we expect rejection because they're originally in that rejection place. We determined we got rejected because we're just better than they are, and therefore they are rejecting us. I knew more answers than they did, so they're rejecting me. Maybe, you know, it's not because of your attitude is bad. It's because you knew more of the answers. Therefore, you're better than them. So you take that past attitude and keep pulling it all the way to your future. So that now people are not rejecting you because of your haughtiness or your pride. It's because you're better. And you deserve to be treated with respect and honor, and whatever that looks like to you. That can look differently to many different people. So it's whatever that you think that looks like to you. Practice having an attitude of gratitude. That attitude of thankfulness will help you do things out of your heart. It will help you be appreciative of the other things that people do. And you might actually notice what some people do. If you have that attitude of that gratefulness, you might accidentally notice that someone else is doing some things like, oh, I didn't know that my coworker always sharpened my pencils for me. I didn't realize that. Because you had this different kind of attitude, this haughtiness about you. So practice being grateful for small things, big things. Celebrate the success of others, even if you feel like you deserved it. celebrate them succeeding. Do your best to be happy for them and begin to break the lies that they are having success and that you're a failure or that you're bad or you didn't do. Or don't go down there. Just let the other person have their success because God is granting that to them. And He's not granting you that success. He's granting you other successes, other kind of successes. Not for your own personal interest, but also for the interest of others. So when you can be glad of the success that someone else is having, even if it's something that you would like to have, be excited for them. You can go to Jesus and be sad with Jesus and ask Jesus to help to bless you so that you can, you know, accomplish whatever. But be excited for them. That is one way of how you actually fight selfishness. I mean, it pretty well says it. Do nothing from selfishness or empty conceit, but with humility of mind, regard one another as more important than yourself. If you can keep that in mind, you are going to really fight selfishness a lot. You're going to be able to fight being jealous that somebody's gift is singing and yours is not. Somebody else's gift is playing a guitar and yours is not. But you have your own place. You have your own giftings. Work to develop and figure out what those are and be joyful in those giftings. When you are working and walking in that place of pride, it will keep you from seeing what your own gifts are and what your own gifts can grow. Or maybe you have a gift that, you know, is beautiful and you can sing like the angels or whatever, and you get all these compliments. To remember that pride is a very deathly fall. Your gifting was given to you. It is not something that you actually have that belongs to you. The Lord Jesus is giving you a gift that gets to work through you. So you are laying that gifting down before the Lord because that gift does not belong to you. You're getting to just express it as an attribute of who He is. Let's look at another real key verse here before we stop. This verse is going to help you just fly right over the top and be able to really understand appreciating someone else greater than you. We're going to look at Mark 12, verse 31. Of course, you know that this is the commandments, right? The second commandment is, you shall love your neighbor as yourself. There is no other commandment greater than these. And just for the sake of, you know, because you just kind of have to. The first commandment is, you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, and with all your strength. And the second one is this, you shall love your neighbor as yourself. And you have to be able to love out of that place. If you're struggling with selfishness, memorize what the little verses of what love is. Memorize that. And in Mark 8, verse 34, it's so important. If anyone wishes to come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. Deny himself and take up the cross and follow him. If you want to work on selfishness, focus on these verses. Focus on what love is. focus on, you know, love is not boastful. Love is kind. Love is long-suffering. Focus on those verses and really put them down into your heart. And as you do that, as you purpose in your mind and you purpose in your heart to do those things, you will break that haughty, deserving, entitlement, narcissistic spirit that you walk in. And you will find that people will begin to respond to you quite differently than what they did before. I really hope that this has helped some of you guys this week. If you know someone who's struggling with this, maybe you can, you know, slide a little card in the door that says, listen to this. Don't let them know it's you. Maybe this will help you be able to deal with someone you love that has this spirit. Thank you for listening. Bye-bye. Soul Lies is meant for information only. It is not a substitute for counseling.